Hey, none of us likes it when the going gets tough. We just don't. We're programmed for an easy ride. So when we're close to that pain barrier, there's something we need in the mix, something that's essential to developing endurance. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday, we chatted about endurance, and I mentioned how much I hate running. I remember back in the Army, once a year, we had to pass the battle efficiency test, a 9-mile run in full military kit, boots, army greens, webbing, full water bottles and rifle, the whole kit and caboodle. Even now, 40-something years on, I still get a sick feeling in my stomach just thinking about it. I remember as we turned for home at the halfway point, running back past the airport, how much I wanted to give up. But the thing that kept me going was the encouragement of my friends, their kind words, the knowledge that sometime soon it would come to an end. Encouragement, as things turn out, is a key ingredient to developing endurance. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." God's word is powerful, but in those tough times, it can feel demanding as we push through the pain barrier. The whole point is that in pushing us, we develop endurance, we become stronger, we become steadfast, rock solid in our faith in Him. And that leads to hope, certain hope, the sort of hope that never fails, that never disappoints. But why people imagine that they can do it without God's encouragement, without the encouragement of the Scriptures, that has me completely baffled. So that by steadfastness, endurance, and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. That's God's word fresh for you today. Make no mistake, God is a God who wants to breathe His hope, certain hope, into your heart. And that's exactly what happens when we give Him the opportunity to speak into our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.